according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Chosen of God. Who would have thought it? I mean, didn't I decide to follow Christ? There was that song, I have decided to follow Jesus. And I like that song. But I was looking at my little dog here, actually my wife's dog, on the couch this morning, snoozing. And I just said, "Oh, Blue, old boy, you are one lucky hound out of all the dogs in this world that my wife could have chose to love, to just lavish her love upon and to spend her time with and to spend on and to care for. She chose you." Well, I bet you old Blue thinks in his mind that he chose her. I mean, he did actually come out and pay her attention when she was looking and shopping for dogs. And in our hearts, we think that we chose. Boy, I told him, I said, "Dog, we got one thing in common. We were both chosen by Dawn, my wife, to spend our lives with her. And how blessed are we that she chose us." And in my heart, I'm thinking, "Yeah, but I did choose her, didn't I?" "Yeah, but she chose me too." And I'm so thankful for that. And where we think that we chose God, and aren't we blessed that he chose us of all? It just boggles my brain. I have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that I'm chosen of God. Before the foundation of the world, chosen of God. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to comprehend. I heard a preacher one time try to explain how that we come to Christ like this. He said it's like a child in the forest. They're lost. The child has no way of knowing which way to go. They may try to follow a stream, but they're kind of helpless and hopeless. They're just a small child in a giant forest, and they don't know which way is which. And any direction they choose could be a bad direction, and they actually have no hope of surviving. And but there's a dad out there who is looking for that lost child. And he's got a lot of people with him helping him look. But he's going through the forest, and he thinks he might not know where they might be. And he's calling out and calling out. And finally, he calls out to his child, and the child responds, "Daddy." And he comes closer until finally he sees the child and runs and picks them up. And the child says, "I have found my daddy." And the daddy says, "I have found my child." And that's a beautiful picture, but you know, in a way it has some accuracy to it, because in this life we are like a child in the forest without God. There's a lot of directions. I mean, it's not like we're completely ignorant. We've been given a brain. We've been given some reason. We have some physical abilities, but we don't know which way is up or which way is down. I mean, look at the world today and what chaos there is, because they have no idea how to find their way out. They think this is going to bring hope and that's going to bring hope, or this is the answer or that is the answer. And ultimately, it all ends in disappointment, because God is the answer. But one day, God came to where I was, and I was calling out, "Help." And he came to where I was and called me by name, Joe. And I went running. And as surely as I went running, he reached down and picked me up and said, "I have found my child." While I was thinking, "I have found my Heavenly Father." And that today is 5 minutes of grace. And how blessed are we to be chosen to be part of the family of God.